And moving into our next guest segment here, this is Coach Marty Linford, recently announced as the new head football coach for the Cokeville Panthers. Coach Linford, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Marty, you know, I guess one of the first things that popped into my head was there's the old saying, the old adage, that you don't want to follow the legend. You want to follow the guy that follows the... But you're stepping into the footsteps of Coach Dayton and Coach Nate. But you're no stranger there in Cokeville. Obviously, you've won a bunch of titles as the wrestling coach, which you will continue to nail down that position. But what kind of made you want to throw your hat in the ring here following those guys?
You know what? That is a great question, because I am following two legends. But I've been an assistant coach with them for the past 20 years. So I know the system inside and out. I've learned from the best. So Coach Dayton retired and gave me my shot to give it a try in Cokeville, and I'm excited to do it.
Well, Coach, when you talk about learning the system and those types of things of what Cokeville football has become so known for, what do you think are one, maybe two things that you learned most from those two coaches that you hope to implement and continue now in your program?
One of the things I've learned the most from them is how to prepare. They absolutely knew how to prepare for a game. And I'll take that with me. And then also focusing on the fundamentals. You got to block and you've got to tackle. And if you do that, you'll be successful.
Marty, one of the things that continues to be just kind of a head shaker for the town of Cokeville is the participation level. And I know we've talked about this before, but it's just through the roof when it comes to the number of kids who decide to be part of the activities and the programs. And I know being a 1A, although you compete in the 2A class for football, I know being that size of school, you know, everybody, there's kind of that overall feeling that kids need to do that. But at Cokeville, it's another level. I mean, every single year, I never know who the fans are because they're all playing.
That's a good point. You know, it is awesome that every kid wants to be part of something good, likes to feel a part of something, and we probably have a 95% participation rate in our fall and in our winter and spring sports. And it's an awesome thing. That's one of the reasons we went to our five-day week, is because on Friday, the substitutes had about two kids in class.
And they got glared at, saying, "What are you guys doing here?
Yeah, why are you here?"
Yeah, exactly. Why are you even here today?
Yeah, Coach, you know, and part of that is coaches are always pushing multi-sport athletes. High school coaches love multi-sport athletes. Do you feel like that's part of the success that Cokeville has in its sporting events, is because there is that participation? You have so many multi-sport kids?
Oh, I totally believe that. It helps them in all areas of their life. You know, if you just play basketball year-round or run track year-round or wrestle year-round, then you're going to get burned out a little bit. You're more susceptible to injuries. And participate in everything. There's something to learn from every sport. Great individual sports, great team sports, and learn from different coaches. So I think it's fantastic that we have multiple athletes, and I'm proud of the kids for wanting to do that.
One of the other, one of the newer developments for Cokeville High School and football in the last couple of years is there's been a lot of teams opting for six-man or nine-man now with those options. But as it's been explained to me, if Cokeville needed to go find, you know, extra bodies to do whatever, they were always going to play the full 11-man, 11-person football. But you're playing up, I guess, is one way to put it. In the 2A class, you're playing against schools that are two and three times bigger than you. And you still make the postseason. You've done great there. But what are some of your thoughts on that? And has it affected the mindset of the program at all?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think it's affected the mindset of the program at all. We know we can go and compete with these teams, and we've shown that we can. But in wrestling, we've competed in the 2A every year that I've ever coached, and so we're used to that kind of stuff. We're used to playing teams that are bigger and and more kids than us, and it's really no big deal. We've got to do what we do best and rely on the things that we do, and we'll get by. You know, numbers-wise, we should be in the six-man, and a whole bunch of teams that are bigger than us have opted down into the nine-man, and nine-man's a fun game to watch, but as long as we can keep doing it, we're going to play 11-man football.
Speaking with Coach Marty Linford, he's the new head coach for the Cokeville Panthers football team. And, of course, Coach, as you head into the summer, what's on your summer schedule for your program? You guys have a couple camps that you like to attend. What do you do to prepare for the fall?
That's a good question. We're going to start right off. As soon as we get out of school that Monday after Memorial Day, we're going to start our team camp. We'll go for a couple days and work on our offense and some of our skills, and then get in the weight room and start our weight room program, and then we're going to give the kids the rest of the summer off other than lifting weights. I think they need to have a chance to be kids and get summer jobs and work on the ranches and things like that. So that's what our plan is. But we're also going to have a 5K run down here on Saturday, the Saturday we get out of school. And that's to help us fund some new equipment in our weight room. So if anybody wants to come down and run a 5K in Cokeville, we'd love to have them.
Marty, you talk about being on the staff for the last 20 years and learning under Coach Dayton and Coach Nate. What are some personal twists, maybe some changes, if any, that you look at and say, I'm gonna maybe tweak this or twist that a little bit and put my own unique spin on it? Is there anything like that?
You know, before I came to Cokeville, I was a head coach in Wells, Nevada for 6 years. I ran a different offense than Coach Dayton and Coach Nate and did a few different things. And so I'm going to put a couple of those kinds of things in that I liked back in my Nevada days. But pretty much we're going to play the way we've always played, but also put kids in places where they can be successful. We've got some great kids coming back that were all state kids. Landon Walker coming back at quarterback, and got a great gun for an arm, so we're going to throw the ball maybe a little bit more than people have been watching in Cokeville lately. But he's also 6'3", 190 pounds, so he's going to be packing the ball a lot. So it should be fun to watch.
And Coach, I was going to ask you about some of the players you have coming back, and of course Walker certainly at the top of that list. What are some of the other returners that you're looking forward to having on the field this year?
We've got Cale Thompson, who is an all-state lineman, offense and defense, and he'll anchor the line for us. Jesus Bencomo, great big kid who is an all-state kid also. He'll be at defensive tackle and offensive tackle, and so we've got some good kids coming back, and we've got a bunch of younger kids that had a good JV season that will step in and play a crucial role for us. That's one thing about us, is we've got to prepare everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a freshman. If you're an athlete and work hard, you're going to see the field.
Coach Linford, I just want to ask one more time, who's joining your staff? Who's on the staff with you to coach on the team? Because it isn't just obviously those two gentlemen retiring, but you got to fill those slots also. So who else is on the staff with you?
I've got Sullivan Tykert. He played football for us for 4 years and wrestled for me for 4 years, and he's a great coach, and he's in charge of our weights program, and he's doing a good job. And EJ Pounty, who both of those guys were junior high coaches the last 5 years and then would come up and help with the varsity, so they're intimately familiar with what we're doing, and they do a great job working with young men, and the kids are excited to be around them, and they're going to be, it's going to be a great staff. I'm excited to work with them.
We like EJ too. Does he sing when you guys win games? Is there some sort of like EJ song?
Yeah, occasionally he'll pull out the haka. If you've ever seen him do the haka, it may be even more impressive than his singing, but it'll scare you a little bit. Yeah.
To me, he needs to sing that song that he sang for us this last summer, "You're Welcome," when you win.
Yeah,
because it's all his.
You know what? Maybe we'll start a new tradition. And in the locker room, we'll have him sing that song.
I'm sure he'd be all for it. I'm sure. Yeah,
he would. Coach, he's got great enthusiasm.
Coach Linford, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with your summer, and we look forward to covering Panther football on SBI this fall.